All up in the house. This is the Padded Room Podcast. My name is Darren. I've been told that I'm cranky today.
Oh, yeah?
So be on your guard, inmates. This podcast could turn violent at any second. I don't know why. I don't feel cranky. I feel pretty good.
Didn't seem cranky.
What the hell are you looking at? Buddy is here.
Yes, I am.
Buddy's in the house. Monica is out this week. Apparently, she has a fucking sinus infection.
Yeah.
But I couldn't help but notice on Facebook she was at a Lita Ford concert last night. Sinus infection, huh?
Yeah. I kind of wonder about that.
Yeah. I got two to five for a sinus infection once. That's scary stuff. Very cool. Buddy, what's up with you, man?
I start my new shift tomorrow. I'm working 4/10s now.
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah.
I love it.
So I've been doing
4/10s for probably about 6 months now.
Yeah? What do you think?
It's pretty cool. Yeah. I like it. It seems rough at first because you're like fucking 10 hours a day. Oh my God!
Yeah, but those 3 days off.
Once you get used to it, and you stop thinking about 8 hours, and you just get used to a 10 hour cycle, then you're golden, man.
Yeah.
And then every weekend is a vacation, pretty much.
I'm pretty much working 5/10s anyway, so
you might as well.
Four is all right with me.
Yeah, dude, I can swing it in there. Yeah. I love it. That's good times. I'm not cranky. I don't feel cranky.
No.
Do I sound cranky?
No.
No. I'm a little hostile. I'm fine. I wake up this morning and my wife is like, "You're cranky this morning." I don't know why she even said. I didn't even say anything to her.
That would make me cranky.
I'm used to it. She's always giving me crap. It's fine. We got the usual show to get into here, inmates. We got horror news, listener mail. Send Monica your best wishes if you could.
Yeah.
She actually was complaining about a sinus infection last week, so.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know what it is, dude? It's fucking vegetarians.
Yeah.
You don't have a human immune system.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You get like, you got to use hand sanitizer every time you open a door.
Right.
Or you're going to die
if
you're a vegetarian. That's why you got to eat meat.
Yeah, you have
buddy.
To eat meat. Yes.
You got to build up the animal protein.
That's
you know?
Right. Bacon is good for
bacon
you.
Bacon is beautiful. Why would you not eat bacon?
Right.
How can you smell that and not want it in your face? I don't know.
That would cure my sinus infection.
Cure me of whatever's ailing me right now. I'll tell you. Have you had, I know you have. You tried the bacon-flavored vodka?
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Oh, yeah, me
I
too.
I love it. It doesn't taste like bacon.
No.
It tastes like bacon bits, if you
yes.
ask me. But I love bacon bits, too.
Mm-hmm.
I tried putting the bacon vodka on a salad once. Not so good.
Not so good.
Didn't work out. Didn't work out the way I had hoped. All right, goddammit. I know I said we'd do horror news. We're getting there.
Horror news.
Buddy, what do you got for me?
All right, I got a few things here. I have a news update on the Predator. And I did not take a pic of that.
Okay.
All right, so it's going to be set in the present day.
Okay.
And it's going to hit the theaters on February 9th.
Of 2017?
2018.
18,
all right. Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Shit.
All right, and Texas Chainsaw Massacre gas station is now open.
Okay. And is that all it is, though? Is still just a gas station?
No, they're saying it's a gas station motel.
Okay.
Yeah, so people usually run away from Leatherface, but hundreds came out for the grand opening of the gas station, the key location where the Texas Chainsaw Massacre was filmed.
Right on.
Roy Rose, owner of the new Texas barbecue joint and motel, tells TMZ they had a packed house. People waited in line for almost 3 hours. He said they hired a cook for the opening, and the trial run went so well, he's now their full-time guy.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
Yeah.
Do we need to organize a road trip?
I don't know.
To the Texas Chainsaw. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe sometime.
You gotta. What else can we do while we're there? Because, I mean, if we're just going to go down there and fill up our tanks, that's kind of fucking dumb.
Right. Then we, you know,
and have some barbecue. But is there anything? Where is this place?
I have no idea.
Middle of nowhere, Texas?
Probably. Scream fans, MTV says the season 2 is better than the first, and MTV is unleashing a new 2-hour special.
Okay. For Scream.
For Scream.
Are you watching the Scream on MTV?
No, I watched the one episode and I was done with it.
Our friend Nez is really into it, but I think it's under the pretext that it's just that bad. You know what I mean? It's like watching a car accident, pretty much.
Oh.
Where you shouldn't. And you know nothing good is coming of it, but you can't stop. Look away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I haven't watched anything on MTV since Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, probably same here. That was my favorite, too.
Yeah, after that, they went into the Teen Moms, and they quit playing music, and all the
reality shows.
Fuck off! I don't need that.
And last I have, Poltergeist fans. Poltergeist 2, The Other Side, and Poltergeist 3 is coming to special edition Blu-ray via Scream Factory on January 24th.
But not the original, huh?
Yeah, not the original.
Strange.
I know, isn't it?
Now I'm going to spare you my thoughts on the Poltergeist. Have you watched it recently?
Not recently, no.
Pretty good show, except watch it now.
Okay.
It's very stupid. I'm sorry. I know there's a lot of Poltergeist fans out there. You watch it now and you're like, this is fucking dumb.
Really?
First, I'd say half hour. Rock solid.
Yeah.
The chairs, remember the chairs?
Oh, yeah.
Kicked ass. As soon as we get to putting the football helmet on Carol Ann and watching her slide across the floor, you're fucking dumb. You're dumb. That's dumb. Don't do that. That's stupid. And then the fucking toy vortex thing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. It's stupid. 1982 or whenever. Pretty kick-ass. Watch it today. And there's like a horse skeleton galloping down the stairs.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. And then don't even get me started on that remake. Because there's going to be some furniture moving around.
I didn't see the remake.
Stay away from that goddamn remake, buddy.
All right.
I'm telling you right now, you don't want it.
So that's all I got. What do you got?
Oh, I got a few things here. You just talked about Scream on MTV. Looks like that's been confirmed for a third season.
Yeah.
I don't know who's psyched for this. Everybody I know that is a big Scream fan, like of the movies, of the franchise, hates this show.
Really?
Yeah. I don't.
I wasn't big on either.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not a huge Scream guy. To begin with, to me, it was more just about whiny teenagers than anything else.
Yeah,
but I get it. Whatever, it is what it is. They all hate the show, so I don't know who's watching the show and is wildly in love with it. Maybe like today's kids, maybe are into it or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Not a fan.
Younger generation.
How do you feel about Evil Dead?
I love it.
Have you seen the remake or whatever you want to call that last one?
No.
You haven't seen that yet?
Nope, I haven't seen that one
yet. Oh, my God. You're going to want to watch that because it's pretty. That one is kick-ass.
Okay.
And I struggle to call that one a remake because it actually fits into the timeline as a sequel in a very strange way. You have to watch after the credits to get the full scoop. There is a unrated edition of the remake coming out.
Wow.
Now, here's the thing, man. The remake?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty fucking bloody and lots with the tree rape and the goddamn disgustingness.
Okay.
I shudder to think at what an unrated edition of this would look like.
Wow, even more of it.
Somebody's going to get fisted. Yeah, I think is right? What's somebody's going to catch like a full-on fist into an orifice. You don't want that. I'm psyched for that. It's got a release of October 25th, 2016. That's just around the corner.
Okay.
Stranger Things, season 2. Mm-hmm. We're all psyched for that.
Hell yeah.
The first one. Are you familiar with the name Sadie Sink?
No.
Me neither.
Okay.
Have you heard of a show called The Americans? It's on FX.
No.
It's like a. It's set in the 80s, and it's some kind of a Russian spy situation where, like, this family is transplanted to America to spy on us. She plays the little girl, And now she is going to be in season two of Stranger Things.
Well, very cool.
She, I don't know. I don't know what she's doing, but she looks all right to me.
Hmm.
You seen a movie called Stakeland?
Yes.
What'd you think of that?
I liked it.
Good show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nick D'Amici. Stakeland 2.
Really?
Premiered on Sci-Fi this last weekend.
Oh.
The 15th.
Hmm.
I didn't watch it because it's on Sci-Fi.
Oh.
If it's a, I don't know, man. I mean, I don't know if this is a Sci-Fi original. If it is, I'm already out.
Right.
I'm already checked out of it. Mm-hmm. I like Stakeland 1. Mm-hmm. Maybe if I spot this one on Netflix, I'll check it out.
Yeah.
Just because whatever... if it's on Sci-Fi, then they have to water it down and take all the language out.
Yeah.
And there's going to be no breasts.
Right.
Which I don't care for. Mm-hmm. I need breasts in there. Did the first one have breasts? I'm pretty sure it did. I don't remember.
I want to say there was at least one.
Daniel Harris in there.
Yeah.
And Kelly McGillis also.
Oh, yeah.
Remember her?
Mm-hmm.
What happened to her?
No clue.
Ah, weird. Yeah. Hot, screaming hot.
Oh, yeah.
Top Gun. Took like 10 years off. Came back as an old lady.
Yeah.
What happened in that 10 years?
No clue.
A lot of TV dinners is what I suspect. I don't know. Lastly, the big Friday the 13th video game coming out.
Yeah.
Delayed until summer of 2017.
Well, I hope the delay is going to make it better.
I hope so, too. But this was kickstarted, and I've come to understand that that's what happens with Kickstarter. People put their projects up there, and then they get funded, and then they have a release date, and then they just keep pushing it back farther and farther and farther. Mixtape Massacre, the board game. We all know and love it. I kickstarted that thing. Supposed to be out October of last year. I got it about 4 months ago. So what is that, a 9 month delay, give or take? Yeah. See, that's what happens. That's how it goes down, inmates. I don't know what to tell you. That's all I got on the horror news. How about a little inmate correspondence?
Listener mail.
We got the emails, the voicemails, all the usual razzmajazz.
Sweet.
Let's see what we got here. Who's up first? I believe it's going to be Kevin, coming all the way from Tokyo, Japan.
What's going on, Kevin?
Subject line, votes. Singles, I agree with Darian on this one. Vote goes to Dracula. Well, see, there you go, Kevin. That's how you do it. It wouldn't kill you people to agree with me once in a while. I'm just saying. Teams, Pulse Ghosts versus Nazi Zombies. My vote goes to Pulse Ghosts. Pulse Ghosts. They are not actually goats. They're goats. There's a lot of confusion on that. They're not goats. They are ghosts.
Ghostly goats?
They're not ghostly goats either, buddy. Don't get me confused. My vote goes to the Pulse Ghosts. They have modern technology on their side, Wi-Fi, webcams, and security systems at their disposal.
Hmm.
Kevin at Lonely Bob. Thanks for writing in, Kevin.
Yeah.
That's a weird teams matchup, man.
Mm-hmm.
That could go either way, really. Who knows? Sean's up next from right here in Reno, Nevada.
What's going on, Sean?
Subject line this week. All right. Pterodome for singles. I'm going with the Creeper. You know, I'm not mad at that. I could see that. That one could go either way, really.
Yeah.
Dracula and the Creeper. That Creeper, he's going to give you problems.
Oh, yeah.
There has yet to be an effective way to keep the Creeper down, but the many iterations of Dracula, he gets killed by a whole bunch of different things. Well, if you harpoon the Creeper to a barn door and you just leave him there, then he's done. That's what Ray Weiss did in the second one. And then you charge people to come look at his dead body, make a little side cash there.
Yeah, but he's not really done.
Well, we don't know what's going on in the third one yet. It might be like a fake Creeper. They might go Friday the 13th Part 5 and have an imitation Creeper.
Oh, I hope not.
A Creeper copycat. That'd be really stupid.
Yeah.
I really hope they didn't do that. Effective way to keep a Creeper dead. And teams, I don't really have a strong argument for either side, but since it's my team, I'm going with the Pulse Ghosts.
There you go.
I understand that, Sean.
That's a good reason.
That makes sense to me. I spent a bunch of time avoiding thesis work this week watching random horror movies. That sounds exactly like my wife. Except for the horror movie part. She's supposed to be working on her master's thesis, finds any reason not to work on her master's thesis. It's great because like a lot of the housework is actually getting done right now.
It's got its benefits.
It does. Don't get me started on my sex life, though. It's been a bunch of horror movies. High Lane was an all right movie for immersion therapy this week. I enjoyed it enough for an initial watch, but I don't think I'll be watching it again. Of the other ones I watched, I'll only talk about a couple you may not have heard of. Fender Bender is a decent modern slasher flick, so I recommend checking this one out. Just don't expect anything new from the genre. I saw some trailers for Fender Bender.
Yeah.
It doesn't look bad.
Hmm.
It looks like standard slasher fare, and that's okay. From what Sean's saying, that's about what we should expect.
Hmm.
Skew isn't the worst found footage style film I've ever seen. That one I have seen. Have you seen Skew?
No, I have not.
Very strange. A couple of kids on vacation. One of them basically starts to go crazy, but he's filming everything. And okay. Then towards the end, you're starting to think, is he actually crazy or... Am I crazy for watching? I don't know. It's very skewed.
Okay.
Skew isn't the worst found footage film I've seen. It kind of has an interesting premise behind it, but nothing stellar. I also watched a bunch of foreign horror movies, but most people don't seem to care about a movie if they have to read subtitles.
I don't mind them.
I don't mind them either. Lastly, I've been watching The Exorcist series, which is surprisingly good. I don't even remember what clues Monica gave for this week, and I don't feel like I'm like going back to listen to them just to guess wrong anyway. That's it for me, Sean. I had a theory about Monica.
Yeah?
I'm wrong already, though.
Oh.
I thought it was the good Dr. Lecter, but not to be.
Hmm.
I asked her right as she gave us the clues. So don't worry about that, Sean. I watched a crazy foreign horror film this week. I'll get to it in What Are You Looking At? Very strange.
Can't wait.
Here comes Crackhouse Matt.
What's going on, Matt?
Subject line, Terra Dome Picks, etc. Hey there, Padded Room. Hopefully all of your genitals are in proper working order this week.
Yes, they are.
Well, Monica's not here.
Oh, yeah.
just saying. I don't know. I wanted to get my picks in this week for the Terra Dome. I will take Dracula over the Creeper.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Bye Bye Pedophilia. I will also take The Pulse Ghost for Teens.
Oh.
The Creeper himself is not a pedophile that I know of. But there is the Victor Salva thing, so keep mm-hmm. that in your back pocket. I'm not sure if you guys have checked out Westworld yet on HBO, but goddamn, I'm absolutely loving the show. It's only a couple weeks in, but it's already got me hooked, and I think I'm in love with Evan Rachel Wood. I wish Westworld was a real place where I could go kill people and partake in some hookers and blow without any sort of guilt. Now, that would be a time to be alive. Well, Matt, let me tell you how Reno works.
Right?
We've got plenty of both. And if you're in town, I know some people that know some people. We'll just leave it at that.
I hear good things about it, though.
Westworld?
Yeah.
Or Reno? No, it looks good. I haven't gotten around to watching it yet. Maybe I'll do that later, since I'm obviously not going to do anything outside. Other than that, my back still sucks, and I'm behind on American Horror Story, but hopefully I'll catch up soon. I'm not hating the season as much as some people. In fact, I like it more than I liked Freak Show, Coven, and probably Hotel. But we'll see how things play out over the rest of the season. I can't believe the fucking Vikings are 5-0. They're 5-0. Crackhouse Matt. How do those words look on your computer screen? Son of a bitch. 5-0. Don't even have Teddy Bridgewater. Crackhouse Matt out. Thanks for writing in, Matt. That is it on the emails. Let's get into some voicemails here, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see the 5-0 thing happening.
I don't think anybody did.
And nobody did. I love it. People are talking about the Super Bowl right now.
Still early.
It is, and we're losing people left and right. And lately, we've been choke artists once we get to the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe this year will be different. Who knows? Here comes Alan.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what record you have. It's all about the playoffs.
It's all about the playoffs. Mm-hmm. One missed kick last year. That's all it took. We were done. One done.
Yeah, like look at the Colts that one year. They had a perfect season. They lost in the
first round.
First round, yeah.
Motherfuckers. Here comes Alan.
All right.
Padded Room, what's up?
What's up, Alan?
This is Monica Leatherface and Terror Dome. Give me Dracula. And the Nazi zombies. Let's see what else. I got my coffin.
Oh, cool.
It's freaking beautiful.
Nice.
Great. Thanks. Y'all have a good one. Bye.
Beautiful.
Cool.
I'm glad he got his coffin. I was a little worried about how that was going to ship.
Yeah.
Because it's a big fucking coffin, man, mm-hmm. you know? I was for sure it was going to show up all trashed.
Yeah, but it's big enough to hold a small child.
Yeah, which I also have and is also available for purchase. Okay, thanks for calling in, Alan. Your votes are locked in. Let's see who's up next here. Looks like one, Gracie's Poppy. I don't know. I'm going to try this one first, and hopefully this is the first one. If not, then we'll shuffle them again and try the whole thing again. There's three of them, is what I'm telling you. All so right. Here comes one of them.
Hey, Sheepy.
Hey, Sheepy.
I got to set you straight a little bit, you know, drop some knowledge on you.
Okay.
Flogging Molly is not an Irish folk band.
Okay.
It's a punk band from L.A.
Hmm.
Dave King, the former singer from Fastlane, is the only Irishman, or the only man from Ireland. Yeah, he started it up and got, you know, the rest of the group is from L.A.
Okay.
Why
are they playing Irish?
Now, I never really liked punk music all that much growing up until I heard Flogging Molly.
Okay.
And from there, I thought, you know, I started thinking, okay, I can dig this, I can do it. And if it wasn't for Flogging Molly, I probably wouldn't have given Diamonds to Die a second chance and not fall in love with DMD and our buddy Shane Diablo.
Well, so, you can fall in love with him.
Give it some listens if you haven't, because that fucking kicks ass. I gotta tell you.
I'm gonna give it a shot. Anyway, I'm gonna give it a shot then.
Let me see. Fuck, I think my setup. Okay, Terradome. Creeper versus Dracula. Now, I still have a score to settle with Dracula.
Oh,
for
come on.
Taking a predator out on that bullshit. Oh, really seen it for Red Dead.
That was like 3 years ago.
Bullshit. And it's proven bullshit in Predator 2. So
you gotta let go.
Fuck you all for not even going. I mean,
you gotta let go of the past
about that.
All right.
However, I gotta score so a creeper because mm-hmm. didn't he take out Michael Myers and that was my guy?
That's true. Yeah. Yeah.
So fuck you. So all right, fuck it. Dracula. Fuck you, creeper. And Pulse Ghost versus Nazi zombies. Nazi zombies, I don't give a fuck.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Now, Murders and Therapy. High Lane?
Yeah, what'd you think?
Or I'd like to call it, Frenchmen are all douchebags no matter what.
I mean, seriously,
the one guy who knew that the thing went, all I knew was up. I thought it was okay anyway.
You're an asshole.
Mm-hmm. And then the fucking pussy. I mean, at first I was like, okay, you know, I'm a fan of Heights too. I'd probably be flipping out as much as this kid. But
then
I mean,
why would you go?
Right?
That makes zero sense.
At the end, I mean, you lead your girlfriend to be butt raped by a fucking fillet knife.
Yeah.
What the hell? And then he finally finds the balls to come back in. But then he takes his ball and throws it at the guy and runs right the fuck back down again.
Baby steps.
Right. And then they go into a fucking cat fight. I mean, what the fuck? And then the one guy, you know, who I thought was going to turn out to be okay, just, you know.
The Vin Diesel guy? Oh, cut off. Yeah. Dude, I'm not afraid of heights. I'm not afraid of spiders or snakes. I might be afraid of rats because I've never really encountered like a large number of them.
Oh, right.
But if I'm afraid of them, I'm going to say I'm not going. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like if my wife was like, hey, let's go to the rat farm or whatever, if such a thing exists, I'd be like, no, you go ahead. Yeah. I got to go see my mom or something.
That's right.
I mean, oh, yeah, let's go to the rat farm. No, I'm going to go over there and then I'm going to look like a giant vagina in front of everybody.
Mm-hmm. And have that.
And don't invite your fucking ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
What kind of a... whatever. All right. All right. That's what I call lazy writing. And this is what I call Gracie's Poppy, round two.
This fucking answer sheet is a fresh fucking douchebag. That's what it is.
I don't believe it's
anyway, good. You thought the one guy was going to be okay, and then she decides, you know what? I'm just going to let you go. Fuck you. Dude, I mean, like... guy back up, then beat the shit out of him, and then take the girl.
He stole your girl.
Because that was what happens to you, because you fucking douche. All Frenchmen are douchebags. I'm sorry if you're a Frenchman, but you know you're a douchebag, so fuck.
What about French Canadians?
And it ends up with the most epic cat fight ever. Scratching and flailing and bleeding and... Another thing that kind of irritated me about the first guy that gets his in the bear trap.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
He goes. His girlfriend goes and gets the other people, and then she coils up the fucking rope before going for her boyfriend, who's fucking bleeding out to death. I don't get that.
Yeah. Not a lot of urgency there.
I don't think she actually liked that guy. And I guess when people are like, I'm outside. Middle of the day, and people are going to fucking love me, so I'm going to go. I'll talk to y'all later. Bye bye.
All right, GP. I don't think he was a fan of Highland. It wasn't a bad movie, you know. It just it falls into the traps of stupid people making stupid decisions, but that's kind of par for the course in horror films.
Mm-hmm.
These things happen, you know.
A time or two.
it's lazy writing, but it's, you know, it's kind of what you got to do. It's like stopping on your way to work to bury a horse.
Yeah.
Who the fuck does that? Nobody. Forget about it. Apparently, he wasn't done quite yet because he called back one more time.
Oh. Probably to say how much he liked it.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
He wanted to shake our hands for picking such a brilliant film.
You are welcome.
Yeah, I forgot something. Other than exposing the douchiness of Frenchmen, it was okay. Alright, now I'm done. Bye-bye.
Alright. Well, I don't think all Frenchmen are douchey. I think these ones in particular had the douchiness ratcheted up quite a bit. Well, we'll get into that in immersion therapy. I mean, it's not a bad show, but there's a lot of really stupid things happening here.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get into that.
Yeah.
That's all we got in the voicemail, my friend. You got anything for Sean, Kevin, Alan, GP, or the other guy there?
Just thanks Crack for calling and writing in.
Always, guys, your Terradome votes reluctant. I should mention that while I was reading the Terradome, the voicemails there, or the emails, our old friend Nez texted me, and he would like Nazi Zombies and Dracula.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Nez, for getting to us last second like that. You are locked in as well.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not listening to the Mac Nez podcast, you're going to want to go ahead and do that as soon as possible. You can find it on the Padded Room Facebook page. I should also mention, I don't give Alan enough love. He has a podcast of his own as well, Horrorcopia.
That's right.
You ever wonder what a blind guy would think about horror movies? it's a weird equation, right? Alan's co-host Jesse is blind as a bat, and he loves horror films, and he's going to tell you what he thinks of them over at Horrorcopia. Check that out as well, inmates, if you have time.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, I think we need to get ourselves into a movie.
Yes.
During the spookiest time of the year, there are a few guidelines all ghosts and goblins should follow. Always stay on sidewalks. Never go to a stranger's house. And never go out alone.
This is the one night that all sorts of things roam free. Sorry. All these traditions.
Wait.
What?
You're supposed to keep it lit.
Why?
Ain't your tradition?
Putting on costumes.
I look like I'm five.
You look great.
What did we do now? We meet our dates.
Jack-o'-lanterns.
Why are we here?
To pay our respects to the dead?
The Halloween school bus massacre.
Started to protect us, but...
What in God's name are you doing down there?
Hiding bodies?
Nowadays, no one really cares.
This one's still lit.
Get the hell out of me!
What is that?
It's them.
Oh my God.
not a trick. It's real.
Tonight, it's about respecting the customs, not breaking them.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Trick or treat. Big difference here, inmates, between the trick or treat and the trick or treat.
Big difference.
Would you seen this one before, have you, buddy?
No, actually,
this is
your
first time watching this? Holy crap, hold up.
Yeah.
Buckle your seatbelts, inmates. We're going to be all over the place on this one.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's how this movie goes. It's an anthology, kind of Tarantino'd together, like cut up and shuffled together, and then the timeline weaves in and out of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Bizarro. I love it. It's good times. We start off with like a, I should tell you, this is written and directed by Michael Dougherty, starring Anna Paquin, Brian Cox, and Dylan Baker. This one's rated R.
Yeah.
We start off with like a weird PSA from the 40s or 50s about, you know, being safe on Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And then we cut right to what I presume is Halloween night.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what town this place is, wherever this is, but I need to move to that town.
Right.
Fucking, the whole town has a party on Halloween night. They have a big parade and everything.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. I would love to hang out there for that. And there's a lot of chicks involved, like with the slutty costumes, which is my personal favorite kind of costume to wear on Halloween. Not so good when I wear it, but when they wear it, pretty good times. So that's what's happening. We start off with a couple returning from the annual Halloween block party / parade. She's dressed as a giant stupid robot thing, which I thought was awesome. And he's dressed as like a spaceman from one of those 1940s or 50s serial things, like the Buck Rogers or something like that. Very cool. I like that a lot.
Yeah, very creative.
There's no fucking way in my lifetime that I will ever get my wife to wear a costume like that. It's like a giant refrigerator box, and she's got like the conduit arms, and she's flopping around and stuff. She's not all that into it either. She's like, no. I'm taking this stupid thing off. They get back home. I guess they just walked, and as they're coming to their front door, they have all their decorations out. She starts blowing out the candles on the pumpkins.
Mm-hmm.
The guy's like, hey, what are you doing? You can't be doing that. You got to leave them lit till midnight on Halloween. That's part of the tradition. And she's like, oh, my God, my mom's going to be here in the morning, and we have to take these decorations down now. Who takes their Halloween decorations down on Halloween night?
Not me.
Me neither. I try to leave them up there till my neighbors start complaining.
Right.
Or the wind blows them down the street, whichever comes first.
Till Christmas.
That would be perfect. He's like, well, come on, huh, babe? We got to, let's go upstairs for a second. And she's like, no, we got to take them down now. And they actually had their house done up pretty cool.
Yeah. So
they had like all the ghosts and the scarecrows in the front yard, bunch of pumpkins and stuff. Cut to across the street, we see a kid standing there, and he's got like a Wu-Tang mask on.
Yeah.
And he's just staring there at her as she's taking these decorations down, kind of giving her the creeps a little bit.
Yeah, remind me of Purge.
A little bit, yeah. I could see that little, like, just with the blank face mask type of thing. Mm-hmm. And she's getting creeped out, but then a Volkswagen Beetle pulls up, the kid gets in, and they drive off to wherever.
Yeah, it takes off his mask. Oh, hey, what
are you doing here? Get in here. And then they drive off, and she's like, oh, this fuck, I hate Halloween. And then as soon as he leaves, we see another kid, much younger kid, standing there. If you've seen this one before, inmates, you'll recognize kid number two is Sammy, the main villain. Well, I didn't think he was a villain. I thought he was a pretty cool kid until the mask came off.
Oh, yeah.
He's got his costume on, which is basically an orange pair of pajamas with the butt flap.
Yep.
And a sack head.
Yeah.
That's the cheapest costume ever.
Mm-hmm.
You can't send your kid out on Halloween in his pajamas. That's fucked up. Well, he's ready for bed when he gets home.
That's true.
You see him standing there, but she doesn't see him. She continues taking down the decorations. We cut to upstairs. The guy has gone upstairs and put on a pornographic film, buddy.
Yeah.
And has immediately passed out.
Yeah.
This guy doesn't know how to watch porn, right? You don't fall asleep with porn on. You're begging to get busted. That sucks, but she's still out there taking down the decorations. Pretty soon she gets jumped by somebody.
Yeah.
Throws one of the sheets over her. She tries to struggle for a little bit. We see some kids walking down the streets, and they happen upon this scene. They just see her like being shoved through the gate, and then a big spray of blood from inside the sheets.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, shit. They take off. And then that's pretty much your opening sequence.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Pretty badass. I like the. I don't know which porn he was watching up there, but I'd like to find out because I'd like to investigate that. I'd like to investigate the pornography.
In quotations.
I do a lot of investigations of pornography. That's what I would get your opening sequence. We cut that to somewhere else in this town. We have, four hot chicks trying on Halloween costumes.
Yeah.
One of them you'll recognize is Anna Paquin. You remember her as Rogue from the X-Men movies. Also, Sookie Stackhouse from True Blood.
Yeah.
It's pretty attractive, that Anna Paquin, I'd say.
Yeah.
Not too shabby. She's like the, probably the youngest out of these four hookers.
Yeah.
And she's kind of a prudish type, and they're all talking about this party that they're going to, and they need to find dates for the party. My move was always to show up to the party by myself and find my date once I got there.
Yeah.
I.e., the weird, awkward chick that's standing in the corner by herself. That's easy pickings for the D-man. Can I buy you a drink, sweetie? They're like, oh, good, we got to find our dates. How are we going to get to this party? Apparently, this party is like out in the middle of the woods.
Yeah.
All right. That's sure. You know, you're teenagers. Nobody's parents are out of town for the weekend. Go out in the woods, get drunk, fuck each other. It'll be great. These chicks come out of the dressing. Well, first we have like a little kid peeping in the eye holes.
Oh, yeah.
That's where that's where young Darian made his money right there.
Oh, yeah.
They all come out of the dressing rooms. What do we got? We got Cinderella, Snow White, somebody else, some random princess chick, and then Anna Paquin comes out as Little Red Riding Hood. These chicks are sluttied up, is what they are.
Yeah, they are.
Got the low-cut boob lifter, whatever that is, and then they're with the stockings and all that shit.
Hot.
Sookie Stack, or Anna Paquin, though, a little understated. A little conservative with the Red Riding Hood outfit. That's fine. They come out of the dressing rooms. They're like, oh, my God, how are you going to get a guy looking like that? You need to pull your tits out or whatever. And she's like, it's my first time. I don't know what I'm doing. What am I? Can I just do it myself? I don't need your help and all this stuff. She didn't have a southern accent. I don't know why I think that. I don't know.
It worked.
I'm used to seeing her in True Blood, think, is what it is. They're like, oh, God, whatever, let's just go. So they go, and they pay for their costumes, and the Cinderella chick, who I guess was supposed to be Anna's older sister, kind of hits on the guy working at the counter, and then they go. They take off.
Right.
Now we cut to somewhere else in this amazing little town. We got a fat kid running around.
Yeah.
Fat kid on the loose, buddy. He's a turd of a kid, too.
Yeah, not very nice.
No, I don't like this guy at all. He's like knocking over pumpkins. And he gets to the one house. There's always this one house on Halloween where they've gone and they left a note saying, take one, help yourself. Nobody ever takes one. Everybody always empties that thing into their bag and moves on.
Yep.
And that's exactly what this fat kid is. He's not even dressed up.
No, he's not.
He's got a shirt on that says, this is my Halloween costume.
Yeah, lazy.
One of my buddies did that once when I was a kid. I made fun of him for years for it. He's just basically flopping around the neighborhood, knocking over pumpkins. He empties the one guy's whole candy basket, and he's leaving, and then we see the owner of the house walk up, and it's this old guy. I think he was like the principal of the local school. Very Ned Flanders, this guy. I don't remember the actor's name, but you'd recognize him. He's been in other things.
Dylan Bigger.
That guy.
Yes.
He's like, hey, Albert, or whatever that kid's name was. He's like, hey, you're out being a turd. And the fat kid's got chocolate smeared all over his face. He's like the typical fat kid stereotype. Big, stupid, curly hair, gut hanging out. If I could have seen a picture of Dale when he was that age, spot on, spot I guarantee on. It. Except Dale's a nice guy. He wouldn't have emptied the whole candy. He's like, hey, how about you sit down for a minute? And he's got a bag with him. He pulls a bag and a pumpkin, or a knife and a pumpkin out of the bag, and he's talking to the fat kid. The
the principal guy's like, yeah, help yourself to some candy. Go right ahead. The fat kid's just mowing down there on the steps.
Mm-hmm.
The principal guy pulls out the knife and starts carving the pumpkin. And he starts talking about the tradition of Halloween and, you know, how it was a pagan ritual and all that. Pretty soon, the fat kid starts making, like, weird gassy noises.
Yeah.
That's what my stomach does when when the shit your pants countdown begins.
Right?
Yeah, it's like...
Yep, find a toilet immediately.
Yep, whatever you're doing, you're done doing it.
Yeah.
The fat kid's like, oh, I don't feel so good. And then he just starts spewing up this brown fluid. So disgusting.
Yeah.
All over the guy's steps.
Hit himself.
Yeah. And then the principal guy's like, you forgot the other tradition of Halloween. You should always check your candy. And then the fat kid just kind of keels over on him, dead right there.
Oh, no, okay. What he gave him.
I don't know. I don't want any of it. I'll tell you that right now.
Maybe Monica has it right now.
Some kind of weird vegan thing. I don't know. Yeah, nasty. All right, that's pretty gross. Now we cut back to the chicks, the hot chicks. They're walking around this party. If you're paying attention here, you'll notice that they bump into the initial couple. They just kind of shoulder check them as they walk by, the chick in the big stupid robot outfit, the spaceman. Okay, so now our timeline is getting a little confused here. This isn't what we're saying is that this isn't a linear timeline. We're jumping back and forth, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
They're walking around. Oh, God, we got to find dates. We got to get to this party. The two other hot chicks go and pick up on a local camera crew. And they're like, hey, we're going to this party, but we don't have any dates. And these two camera guys are like, we'll be your dates.
Yeah, right?
All right, easy enough. So all three of the hot chicks get into the news van with the camera dorks, and they're going to go off to the party. Very cool. Anna Paquin stays behind because she doesn't have a date yet.
Right.
All right, whatever. From there, we cut back to... I think we cut back to Principal Flanders, or whatever his name was. He's got a dead fat kid on his hand, and he's trying to lug him through his house.
Yeah.
That's the worst part about murdering fat people.
Yeah.
You're moving the bodies. You got to put your back brace on for that, buddy.
Yeah, choose a skinny guy.
You're going to get yourself a wheelbarrow if you don't already have one. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, you could murder me. I could lose a few pounds, but you could move me around pretty easy.
Or if you have a wench.
A wench would be nice. maybe one of those furniture dollies, like that. He doesn't have any of that shit. He's just lugging this fat bastard around his house out to his backyard. He's got a hole pre-dug. And it looked like he had a couple other dead kids in there, too, already.
Mm-hmm.
So he throws the fat kid in there. He starts burying the fat kid. Pretty soon, Flanders' son pops out of the upstairs window. Daddy! Yeah. I'm back from trick-or-treating! Kid was very cute, but he was very annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Always with the yelling. He's like, okay, Billy, I'm going to be in a second. I just got to finish this.
Quiet down. You'll wake the neighbors.
Okay, Daddy. Daddy. Can we carve pumpkins now? little exchange goes on for a minute. And then Flanders' next door neighbor shows up across the fence. And he's like, hey, what the hell's going on over there? Flanders got a giant hole in his yard. So he's like, this fucking septic problems. And his neighbor is like, oh, is that why it smells like a dead hooker over there?
Yeah.
Apparently Flanders' neighbor has some experience with dead hookers.
Hmm.
Very cool. All right, that's creepy. But then we have like this exchange air where Flanders' neighbor is just, he's kind of like the guy from Tool Time where all you could see is like the top of his head.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, but he's looking through a knot. He's like, hey, get that thing fixed. Keep your fucking kid off my lawn. And then he goes back inside. Flanders is like, yeah, great, whatever. Kid pops out of the window again. Daddy, can I go to the parade with you later? No, Billy, I have a date. Get your fucking face back in the window. All right, so that's fine. It's kind of awkward. As Flanders is going back into his house, he looks over his neighbor's yard, and he sees his neighbor, who we can see now is played by Brian Cox, like banging on the window and screaming, help me, help me, help me. And Flanders is like, screw you, and he walks inside. And then just as Flanders walks inside, we see something like tackle his neighbor through the window. Scary stuff. Flanders goes inside. He's about had it with Billy and his yelling. So he breaks out the knife. And we get a feel like he's going to kill Billy. He's like, let's go down to the basement and carve pumpkins, Billy. So they go down to the basement. And Billy's like, you said you'd help me with the eyeballs. So he's like getting ready to carve the pumpkin. And Flanders has the knife behind the kid. Mm-hmm. And then he grabs Billy by the hair. And he's like got the knife up like he's going to stab him. And then the camera like kind of pans around. And we see that what he's done is actually decapitated the fat kid.
Mm-hmm.
And carving pumpkins per se is actually, I guess they're going to carve up this fat kid's head.
Yeah.
So that's kind of one of your vignettes right there is Ned Flanders, the murderous principal, and his annoying bitch boy of a son.
Right.
Motherfucker. All right. That's pretty creepy. Now we cut to actually right before they go downstairs to carve the pumpkins, there's a knock at the door, and it's three trick-or-treaters. Two little girls and one little kid. Mm-hmm. They're like, hey, trick-or-treat. And they're like, oh, yeah, it's Principal Flanders. He's like, yeah, hey, here's your candy. And they're like, can we have your pumpkin? It's for a UNICEF fucking scavenger hunt. And he's like, yeah, get the fuck out of here. Whatever. Take it. Just go. What are you doing? So they take the pumpkin, and then we follow these kids for a second.
Mm-hmm.
They meet up with a fourth kid who is, I guess, out gathering pumpkins also. They've got like a shopping cart full of pumpkins.
Mm-hmm.
I think they needed 8 in total, and they've only got like 3 or 4. But they're going to go pick up a fifth kid who apparently is like a... she's not retarded, but she's a little slow.
Yeah.
They called her some kind of a savant or something like that. Rhonda is the fifth kid. Mm-hmm. She's a little slow. They pick her up. She's got like thousands of pumpkins sitting outside her house.
Yeah.
Apparently, she has some free time on her hands also.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, hey, Rhonda, let's go. We're going to go trick-or-treating, and we're going to do this pumpkin thing. So she's like, okay, great. Here's some more pumpkins. They have their 8 pumpkins, and they start taking off towards this other location.
Mm-hmm.
Now we cut back to the big Halloween parade.
Yeah.
We got a weird dude running around here in a hood and a mask.
Yeah, he's like got Zorro.
Yeah, he's got fangs on him, too.
Yeah.
Some kind of a vampire guy. He's skulking around, and we cut to him making out with a chick in an alleyway.
Uh-huh.
All the more reason for me to move to this town. The women appear to be rather loose.
Yeah.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. It's all filmed in Canada.
Is it?
Yeah.
Damn it! Now I got to get a visa. They're like making out, and then she's like, oh, so hot. Yeah. Oh, wait. Let's have another beer. And he's like, okay. And then he bites her with his fangs. And there's blood coming out of her. And she's like, oh, my God, you're a weirdo. And then she goes running out into the street. And he's like following her through the crowd. And she's like, help me. There's blood coming out of her. And she actually bumps into the first couple, the robot and the spaceman.
Yeah.
And she's like, you have to help me. And they're like, yeah, you're drunk. And mm-hmm. they just keep moseying. And then she's staggering around, and she's got blood shooting out of her neck. But then she stops, and she sees a bunch of other people with, like, fake wounds for the costumes or whatever. And she's like, oh, my God, nobody's going to help me. And then our masked friend catches up with her and takes, like, a real bite out of her.
Yeah.
And she pretty much just bleeds out, I guess. Because then he, like, props her up against a building and puts a beer in her hand while she's drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right then. I guess it's just that easy to kill somebody in the middle of a Halloween parade.
Yeah,
easy enough. So if you want to kill somebody, take them to a Halloween parade, and then you can just prop them up against something and done.
There you go.
Excuse me. Then we see our hooded vampire friend kind of walk off into the crowd. If you're paying attention here, you'll see Anna Paquin walk right past him, and he kind of gives her the eye, like, ooh, who's that? And that's pretty creepy.
Lunch.
Yeah, I'm going to take a bite out of her, too.
Mm-hmm.
Now we cut back to our trick-or-treating kids' friends here. They're walking around. We get a little, like, they have, like, something going on here besides trick-or-treating. They got nefarious plans, so to speak. The leader of this little group is a young lady named Macy. She's kind of a bitch bag. And she's taking everybody to a rock quarry just outside of town.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty spooky.
Yeah.
If there was a rock quarry anywhere near Reno, it would be packed full of teenagers having sex.
Mm-hmm.
And one creepy guy, me, with a pair of binoculars and a six-pack. Hey, ladies, I got free cigarettes. Wow. I'm going to be on a sex offender list. that's pretty creepy. And she's as they're walking, we kind of get like some dialogue between the pirate kid and Rhonda. She's telling him about the tradition of Samhain, or Samhain, whatever your ethnicity is, and how it's a pagan holiday originally celebrated by the Celtics, and they used to sacrifice humans because it was the day between fall and winter. And I guess like the line between the living and the dead gets a little blurred on that particular night.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. And once we get there, the place is creepy as shit. We get a backstory about this rock quarry. Basically, what we find out is that in the early 70s, I think, there was basically a group of special needs children that would ride the bus to school every day, and one day their parents just decided that they didn't want to be the parents of these kids anymore.
Yeah, so they all decided the same day.
Yeah, so they all kind of went in and paid the bus driver to basically drive the bus off the edge of the rock quarry and have it plummet into the, I guess there's like a lake or something down there.
Yeah. It's
water down there. And then basically kill all the kids. And in that way, they wouldn't have to worry about their special needs kids. Parents of the year.
Right
here. Jesus Christ, man.
Unbelievable.
Well, fuck. I don't know what to tell you about that. That's a shitty thing to do. We get a little flashback sequence here. Something to note here is that the school bus driver is wearing a high school ring. And the kids all have very refuned costumes. Like one kid just had a bag over his head.
Mm-hmm.
You cheap son of a bitch. You couldn't at least go to the fucking Woolworths or whatever and drop $2 on a real costume. A bag on his head.
Your parents didn't care.
God!
And they're all chained.
They're all chained to the bus, so once the bus fucking goes down, then they all go down with the bus because that's just shitty.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's your flashback sequence.
Oh, and they sabotaged, so the bus driver was actually on it because one of them got out of the
chains. Oh, that's right. What happened was, I think, I'm completely pulling this out of my ass, but the bus driver drives him to the rock quarry, stops, and starts handing them all candy.
Yeah.
Now, I think that the bus driver was either about to have a change of heart or the candy was drugged and it was going to put all the kids to sleep before he plummeted the fucking bus off the cliff. Either way, one of the kids gets loose, jumps in the driver's seat, and then basically punches the gas, and then goes the bus.
Everybody,
they all go down with it. Fuck. All right, now we cut back to present day. The kids are there, and they're like, "Hey, we're gonna go down there, and we gotta take these 8 pumpkins."
Oh, there's one other thing on that too. The bus driver pops up out of the water.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So the bus driver lived.
Yeah, the bus driver lived.
Obviously, because he comes into play in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's true. So now Macy's going to lead this. Apparently, this whole thing happened on Halloween Day. Macy and her weirdo band of misfits here are going to lead some kind of a ritual down there where they have to take all the pumpkins down to the rock quarry for the 8 special needs ghost kids.
Mm-hmm.
All right, very cool. There's an elevator that goes down to the bottom of the quarry.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's only fits 3 people at a time.
I guess.
All right. So, Macy, the Day of the Dead kid, and I don't know what that other girl was, but they all get in, and they leave Rhonda and the pirate kid up top.
Mm-hmm.
They go down. The elevator comes back up to pick up the other two. Rhonda and the pirate kid get in the elevator, and down they go with the remaining pumpkins.
And they're screaming down below.
They hear screaming. They're looking down. It's all foggy. They see the pumpkins that are lit, and they're going out one by one. The pirate kid is freaking right the fuck out. Rhonda's holding it together. They get down to the bottom. They pop open the elevator door. Rhonda's like, "Okay, I'm going to go check it out. You wait here with these pumpkins. The pumpkins will keep you safe."
Mm-hmm.
She goes out and starts walking around. She gets accosted by 3 zombie kids.
Yeah.
Or somewhat zombie-looking kids. She's right. Like, "Oh, shit." She goes taking off running. The zombie kids are chasing her. She comes back to the elevator, but she finds the pirate kid is being eaten by another zombie kid, so she takes off running again. Eventually, I think she fell off like a little cliff or something like that.
Yeah, or she tripped or something.
Tripped or something. She knocks herself out, and then the zombie kids like take their masks off, and it's the three. It's Macy and her dickhead friends.
Damn idiots!
Fucking jerk offs. They're like, oh, that was the best trick ever. Oh, and then the one kid there that's somewhat redeemable, the Day of the Dead kid's like, oh shit, that wasn't cool. I think she might be dead or something. But then Rhonda wakes up and smacks him in the face and goes hauling ass for the elevator.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, fuck you, closes the door and just kind of sits there with her pumpkins. The door locks, and they catch up to her, and they're like, hey, Rhonda, it was just a joke. Haha. You know, hey, that was a really stupid trick. We shouldn't have done that. And Macy's like, I think it was the best trick ever.
Yeah.
Pretty soon, here comes the real zombie special needs kids.
Oh, yeah.
And they're pissed off. And they're like, oh, fuck, those are real zombies. You got to let us in, Rhonda.
Those are my pumpkins.
Yeah. Rhonda's like, nope. She hits the button, and up she goes.
That was awesome.
Yeah. And then we see these fucking assholes getting eaten by the real zombie kids, and that's pretty cool. That's pretty much the end of that segment. Very cool.
Yeah, she nonchalantly walks away.
Yeah, she's like, oh, well, all right. Now we cut to, what was next? I think we cut back to Anna Paquin. She's being stalked by this vampire dude. She gets a call on her cell phone. It's from her sister at this weird fucking campfire party. She's like, hey, there's a real nice guy here. He wants to meet you. Hey, just come over here. It'll be great. She's like, oh, okay. So she takes off walking through the woods by herself in her little red riding outfit, and this fucking hooded figure is stalking her through the woods.
Yeah.
Pretty creepy. Eventually, the hooded figure catches up to her, and he's like, ah, I got you now. What big teeth you have, little red riding hood. And she's like, oh, my God. And he bites her, and then we cut back to the party, where we see like a dead body or a husk wrapped in a red cloak just kind of fall out of the tree.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. I don't know what happened there, but we'll get into that in a second. Everybody's like, oh shit, that's Anna, or whatever her name was. And they go running over there, and they open it up, and it's actually the hooded figure.
Yeah.
He's there. He's still got his kick-ass mask on and his fangs, and he's like, help me, you gotta help me. And all the chicks are like, what is your fucking deal? Why are you wearing Anna's cloak? And then Anna comes walking out of the woods, and she's like, I did like they said. I played hard to get. And yeah. He followed me all the way here. They're like, oh, so, okay. This is going to be your first time then. And she's like, yeah, I guess I'm ready. Let's just do it. And then we cut to a pretty sexy little Marilyn Manson werewolf undress montage where we basically find out that all these chicks are werewolves. And I didn't care for the transformation, though, be honest with you.
The ripping of the skin and throwing it away?
Yeah, the way they just kind of unzip themselves and they're like running, like slashing razor blades down their back and just taking their human skin off. I thought that was kind of wonky. I don't know, whatever. But it was still hot.
Yeah.
Because there's some hot chicks in there.
Oh, yeah.
There was one of them dressed up like a cheerleader with pigtails.
Oh, yeah.
She gets my Werewolf of the Year award for 2007. Yeah. I don't think she even had a single line of dialogue in this whole movie.
I don't think so.
That's fine. Anna jumps on the guy, and she takes his mask off, and we find out that it's Principal Flanders.
Yeah.
And he's a fucking asshole because he's running around biting people and killing fat kids and cutting their heads off so his kid could carve up their faces. So Anna's like, this might be a little awkward. It's my first time. And then she wolfs out, and she basically kills him.
Yeah.
And the rest of these chicks wolf out, and they kill all the other partygoers. And that part was pretty hot.
Yeah, it was.
I liked that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's pretty much the end of that sequence. Now we cut to the last sequence, which was the neighbor of Ned Flanders. Am I forgetting one? I don't think so. I think we're good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, now we cut to the neighbor sequence. We have Brian Cox there.
Yeah.
Wildly underrated actor. I like Brian Cox. You'll recognize him as the captain in Super Troopers. He's been in some other movies that... he was the original Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, that's right.
In, what was it, Manhunter?
Manhunter?
Yeah.
Is that what that was?
I think so. It had the guy from CSI in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I could be wrong about that, but he's a bad motherfucker, this Brian Cox. In this one, he plays like a disheveled kind of a unemployed bathrobe-wearing guy type of a dude. He's Ned Flanders' neighbor, and we have some kids go up to his house. He is in no way wanting to be any part of Halloween. Like, all of his lights are off. He doesn't want any trick-or-treaters. These kids go up and knock on his door. He opens the door, and the hallway is dark, and you just hear like a growling, and then you see these two red eyes, and the kids are like, fuck this, and they go taking off. And then you see like his dog, which is like a little pug or something like that, comes chasing out at him. And it's got like a weird apparatus on its head with lit light up eyes.
Yeah.
Scared the shit out of those kids. And then he keeps their bags because they drop their bags on the way out. That's pretty creepy. He's like, you fucking kids, you never learn. And he takes his dog back inside. That's pretty creepy. Then somebody throws an egg at his window.
Yeah.
Which is kind of shitty. But that's what happens on Halloween.
Yeah.
He's like, ah, it's fucking kids. So he goes back outside and he's got a shotgun with him this time.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what we see here is the same sequence that we saw earlier in the movie where he walks to the fence and he's yelling at his neighbor, Flanders, who's digging the giant hole. And he's like, hey, I got an NRA card and a shotgun. And he's like, it smells like a dead hooker. And he's like, oh, sorry, septic trouble. And then we hear Billy upstairs, Daddy, keep that kid off my lawn. And then he goes back inside. Same thing we saw earlier.
Mm-hmm.
He goes inside. He starts off by like flipping through the channels. And then he gets another knock on the door. He goes and looks, and there's nobody out there. He's like, goddamn cuts. Closes the door, and then he hears like footsteps coming from upstairs. So he goes to the staircase, and he's like, I got an NRA card and a shotgun, you son of a bitch. And he turns the light on, but the light flashes out. It, like, explodes in the hallway. Mm-hmm. Just as you see Sammy, the kid, run through the hallway.
Yeah.
He's like, God damn it! So he grabs a shotgun and goes upstairs. Goes up to one room, and he turns the light on, and somebody has written all over the wallpaper, trick or treat, give me something good to eat, like in blood.
Yeah.
Creepy. That's when we see Sammy, the kid, again, with his purple pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
He, like, jumps him, and there's a big struggle there for a minute. He kind of knocks Sammy out at this point, goes running back downstairs. Sammy, like, follows him downstairs just as he, like, points the shotgun at him. He shoots Sammy.
Yeah, he fell on top of him because he was, like, climbing on the ceiling.
Yeah, which is pretty, cool. Pretty badass. But yeah. He, like throws Sammy against a wall and knocks him out, and then he shoots him with a shotgun twice.
Yeah.
Once right in the chest, and then he, like, blows his hand off.
Yeah.
Which is pretty dope. He's like, I got you now, you son of a bitch. And he goes and he gets the phone. He's about to call the cops, but then like the disembodied hand rips the phone cord out of the wall.
Yeah. Well, and he took off the mask too.
Oh yeah, he ripped his mask off.
Yeah.
You get to see what Sammy's face looks like. Basically, like a hybrid between a skull and a pumpkin, I'd say.
Yeah.
What do you say? What do you think?
Alien-ish.
Well, yeah, had like a bulbous kind of a thing going on.
Yeah.
Not attractive.
No, no. I wouldn't want it in my house.
So that's creepy. And then we see Sammy's hand like scuttle across the hallway. Basically, it like taps Sammy on the leg to wake him up.
Yeah.
And then once he's awake, he like the hand just kind of like reattaches itself at the wrist. So Sammy's up. He's like, what was that all about? Puts his mask back on and continues harassing Brian Cox.
Mm-hmm.
Brian's like, fucking shit. He opens the window and starts banging on the window. Hey, Flanders, help me, help me. And we get to see that sequence again where Flanders tells him to screw himself. And then Sammy tackles him. Sammy puts a pretty good ass whipping on old Brian Cox there.
Yeah.
Doesn't kill him, though. Just kicks the shit out of him pretty good.
And then grabs a sucker.
Grabs a sucker, and he takes a bite out of it, leaving like a jagged edge,
uh-huh.
Which is pretty cool. And basically, he roughs up Brian Cox and then just kind of walks out.
Well, he was on his way over to like stab him with the
sucker,
candy,
yeah.
And then right as he slammed the candy down on him, it landed on the chocolate piece that was on his chest.
Yeah, so he takes the chocolate out
and walks away.
Walks out. He's like, I'll kill you some other time. I'm actually kind of famished right now.
Yeah.
I could go for a tasty treat.
Apparently all he really wanted was something good to eat.
Give him some candy. Send him on his way. Don't be a turd. Something else is that once he walks out of the house, you see that there are now thousands of pumpkins in Brian Cox's yard.
Yeah.
Just like all lit up. The whole place is lit up, done up like Halloween. Sammy walks out of the yard, and he's like standing out in the street. Just then we see the first couple, the robot and the spaceman, come walking by, and we see Sammy standing there with his jagged, sucker thing. And then he starts walking towards, the hot chick in the refrigerator box.
Yeah.
And we've now come full circle, pretty much.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much your movie, man.
Yeah. Yeah. The girls come and knock on his door, and he's like all mummified.
He's like, nice band, nice mummy costume. Yeah. He's like got his arm in a sling and stuff. Yeah. That's Trick or Treat, buddy. What'd you think of that shit?
Didn't the very end of the movie, were those the ghosts that showed up on his doorstep?
Oh, that's right.
The second time?
Yeah, the zombie kids show up. Right at the end, we see... I think like in the scuffle, one of the pictures got knocked into Brian Cox's fireplace.
That's right.
And we see him, a younger version of him, standing outside of a school bus with all the Halloween kids, the special needs kids. So then we also notice at one point that Brian Cox is wearing a class ring. So I was leaning towards Brian Cox being the bus driver.
The bus driver, yeah.
Right. And he opens the door, and it's all the zombie special needs kids, and they're like, trick or treat.
Yeah,
and then that's pretty much your movie, man.
Yeah.
What did you think of Trick or Treat, buddy?
I loved it.
This is like, I feel, the quintessential Halloween movie. This is the perfect movie to have on at your Halloween party. Beautiful. I love the way it's like all interlaced and weaving in and out and stuff. Love that.
Yeah, me too.
Great show. If you haven't seen it, Inmates, you're going to want to get on that. It's a beautiful thing.
It really is.
Trick or Treat. Check that shit out.
Must watch.
We're going to take us a little break, and we'll get right back with some other stuff then.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, inmates. If you like what you hear, head over to the Padded Room Facebook group and support us through the patron link with a small monthly donation. Check out the T-Villain link at paddedroom.podbean.com and grab some t-shirts. Thanks for listening and enjoy the rest of the show.
And we are back.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think it's Terradome time there, buddy.
You betcha.
You bet your fucking sweet behind. Here we go.
Yes.
No tears, please. It's a waste of good suffering.
I'm not gonna hurt you. You didn't let me finish my sentence. I said, I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm just gonna bash your brains in. I'm gonna bash them right the fuck in. I'll kill you all. I'll drive you crazy. I'll kill you all. Dream come true.
6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face, with blackest eyes, the devil's eyes.
Welcome to the Terradome.
Started off with last week's winners. We are in the Asylum Conference round. Oh, hell, 17. We had Dracula versus the Creeper.
Yeah.
It had tenacity, whatever it was. It had followed Vlad and his men across 3 states. It had been burnt, shot, stabbed repeatedly, run over, and electrocuted, and yet it persisted. Unfortunately, what it had in fortitude, it lacked in intelligence. A clever trap devised by the prince found the creeper sealed in a heavy sarcophagus and buried in a collapsed mineshaft. It would bother them no more. With a vote of 12-3.
Wow.
Dracula advances over the creeper. Ouch. Not a lot of love for the creeper. Mm-mm. I wonder if people wouldn't be as pissed at the creeper if they didn't know about Victor Salva and his weirdness.
Right?
Weird. In teams competition, we had the Nazi zombies versus the Pulse Ghosts. The ghosts made quick work of the island's human inhabitants, driving them mad or vaporizing them into black clouds. But their anger was wasted against the resurrected of the Third Reich. There never was a will to live or any life for the Pulse Ghost to steal. Shutting down the island's power and Wi-Fi proved to drive the ghosts back from the island and soon the rest of the world. With a vote of 8-7... The Nazis advance over the Pulse Ghost.
That was a close one.
Nez, with his last-minute text message, saved the Nazi zombies. Very cool, Nez. You did it, buddy. Let's take a look at this week's matchup, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
We're still in the Asylum Conference Round 18 singles competition. As usual, inmates, bear with me. I'm not very good at writing things. The degeneration continued. Dr. Seth Brundle's experiment in teleportation had gone horribly awry, and now his DNA had become fused with that of a common housefly. He'd been slowly degenerating into a human-insect hybrid ever since. Now forced to flee his New York apartment and take refuge in the wilds of the eastern seaboard, for almost a year he survives in the wild areas of Pennsylvania and the surrounding states, living off small woodland creatures and various plant life. Then, while in pursuit of a small deer, he stumbles upon a ghost town, the ghost town of Silent Hill. He finds new hope in the abandoned hospital. There is enough equipment there to continue his experiments and possibly reverse the process. He was forced to hide as he spots a police officer and a small girl running through the hallways. Pursuing are a group of men dressed in miners' outfits. Then the sky goes black and the air raid siren blows in the distance. In singles competition, we have Brundlefly versus Pyramid Head. I got to go with Pyramid Head on this one, dude. I mean, that acid spit thing is pretty neat.
Yeah.
But I would take Brundlefly over pretty much anybody with a heartbeat in this any human in this competition. Not against a demon with a giant fucking sword.
that he can stick right up your asshole.
Yeah.
I got to go with Pyramid. But what do you say there?
I'm going to have to go with Pyramid also.
That's two for the Pyramid Head over Brundlefly. Sorry about that, Sean. You can't win them all, man, but I'm trying to. I'm trying really hard. I may have to start doctoring the votes here pretty quick. Let's take a look at the teams competition. We are, again, in the Asylum Conference Round 18. The debacle of Santa Carla was over. Max and his boys had lived, but just barely. To think a couple of adolescent comic book store employees could cause so much trouble. The Brood had survived, but would have to flee their beloved boardwalk, never to return, at least not for centuries to come. En route to Barrow, Alaska, they stop in the small town of Sheer Neck. They'd heard tales of a nearby cemetery that could offer refuge from the sun's harmful rays. Upon approaching the gates of Midian, they are taken aback by the sounds and smells of what should be a silent area. Midian is a home for the dead, but there is something else just beneath the surface, something dark and ancient. Marco and Paul take to their bikes to learn the lay of the land. Not soon after the shouting starts, Max and his boys are quickly surrounded. Teams competition, we have the Nightbreed versus the Lost Boys.
Hmm.
This one's not as easy. The Breed has the numbers. I'll give them that. And they have those berserker thingies.
Yeah.
Those things are bad motherfuckers. And they have that fat guy that has the eels that come out of his stomach.
Oh, that's right.
You don't want to mess with him. I think I'm going to go with the Nightbreed on this one. I think I talked myself into it.
Okay.
What do you say, buddy?
I'm going to go for Lost Boys.
Lost Boys? I can see that, too. Those guys are pretty tough.
Mm-hmm.
That's one for the Nightbreed, one for the Lost Boys. Those are your Teradome matchups for the week. Inmates in singles competition, we had Pyramid Head versus Brundlefly. In teams, we had the Nightbreed versus the Lost Boys. Get us your votes by next week if you can. As usual, the Mental Health Hotline is area code 775-387-0275. Or you can get us on the regular old email at thepaddedroom2011@hotmail.com. In the meantime, I think I would like to tell you what I have been looking at this week. I got a couple movies in just the last couple of nights.
What are you looking at?
We were talking with Sean earlier about foreign films.
Yeah.
Watched one the other day called German Angst.
Yeah, what did you think of that?
Have you seen a movie called Necromantic?
Yes.
Buddy. this one's an anthology series. One of them was directed by Jorg Buttgreit. I'm taking a stab at that pronunciation. The Buttgreit.
All right.
Whenever the Buttgreit shows up, you got a lot of fucking problems. One of them was directed by Jorg, whatever, Buttgreit. German anthology. The first two were pretty fucking stupid. The first one, it's three tales. The first one's about a teenage girl that cuts her dad's penis off.
Hmm.
That's your butt grite right there.
Okay.
The second one was about this group of thugs that accosts a deaf couple in an abandoned building.
Hmm.
And they like, it's like a weird body hop thing. The third one was pretty kick-ass, though. It was about this photographer who kind of gets mixed up in this weird cult-like situation where there's like a succubus involved.
Okay.
That one's pretty dope.
All right.
I could say you can probably skip German Angst.
Okay.
Not that great. Just watch the third one. The rest of them aren't that great.
Hmm.
I felt like the second one was supposed to be like some kind of an allegory for post-Nazi Germany.
Huh.
Because like the thugs are about to kill the couple, and the leader of the thugs goes on this big rant about how we didn't choose to be the executioners. It's just what we fell into.
Oh, okay.
And you get to die now, but we have to carry the guilt and the shame on from this day forward.
Mm-hmm.
So you actually are getting the easy way out. It's very weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
They're getting all political on me. Fuck off. Halloween 3, Season of the Witch.
Yeah?
Did a guest spot on the old Resurrection of Zombie 7 podcast.
Very cool.
I like this movie.
Yeah?
Apparently a lot of people don't.
Hmm.
Fuck you. I like Tom Atkins. I know it doesn't fit into the Halloween mythos because
right. This
is the one that has nothing to do with anything. I still think it's a good show.
Mm-hmm.
So, I like Tom Atkins.
He
did have a mustache in this one.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't have one in The Fog. still nailed Jamie Lee Curtis in like 10 minutes flat.
Yeah.
Which is quite an accomplishment.
Uh-huh.
I think if nailing Jamie Lee Curtis was an Olympic sport, he would get the gold medal for that one. Because he was in and out like nothing. Turbo Kid from 2015.
Yes.
Beautiful. It's beautiful. This is from the same people that brought us Deathgasm and the editor.
Oh, nice.
Raven Mark. Beautiful throwback 80s post-apocalyptic thing.
That's awesome.
Kid on a BMX bike has to save his girlfriend. If anybody's seen this one, the girlfriend makes this whole movie for me.
Okay.
You find out, I'm not going to spoil it for you, but she's great. She is 100% awesome.
All right.
Lastly, Cold in July from 2014.
Hmm.
This one's pretty good. It's like 2.5 hours long, though. I got to warn you. It's got Dexter, Michael C. Hall.
And
It takes place back in 1989, okay. And it's, again, another throwback to the 80s. But it's basically this guy wakes up and there's somebody in his house. He kills that guy, and then that dude's father comes back for revenge.
Hmm.
And then there's like a whole political scam going on, and things get really weird from there. Great show. Yeah. I liked it a lot. But it's 2.5 hours. So
wow.
Just so you know, you got to have some time on your hands for that one.
Right.
Wouldn't really call that one a horror film either. More like a crime suspense type of thing. Because there's like conspiracies involved and all kinds of fun stuff.
Hmm.
That's all I got on the what are you looking at, buddy? What are you looking at?
I'm finally starting to catch up on the American Horror Story, season 5. I've watched the 2 episodes of it.
Yeah, what'd you think?
Not bad.
Wait, you're on Hotel, right?
Yeah, Hotel.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
I like that one. I think Evan Peters made that whole season for me.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. He's doing pretty good.
He's doing that 20s
yes.
kind of a thing. Yeah, see,
a lot of a Shining,
a little bit
stuff in there.
Yeah,
like carpets and yeah,
a lot of weird imagery.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Exorcist TV series, catching up 3 and 4.
Are you as in love with it as everybody else?
Oh, yeah. I love it.
I need to get on this, don't yes. I? Shit. Yeah.
It's really good.
Okay.
Lethal Weapon TV series, the new one.
How's that?
It's really good. I watched 2 episodes of it, and I think they're doing a fantastic job on
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah. Very cool.
Speechless TV series. It's the handicap TV series.
Okay.
Really good.
Right on.
Saw 3 episodes of that. And Gotham TV series, season 2, 6 episodes of it.
I think I made it through the first season of Gotham.
A lot goes on in the first. I think it's like 20-something episodes.
Maybe not then. I got pretty deep into the first season. I like that show.
Mm-hmm.
I like all the throwbacks. Like you see the different villains.
Oh, yeah.
They're just like kids and upstarts and stuff.
Yes.
Like, that's Poison Ivy right there.
Uh-huh.
I know that. Red-headed chick. She's going to be super hot in a couple of years.
Yep.
Right on, man.
Second season, they're introducing more kids, too.
So are they?
Yeah,
very cool.
Some good stuff in there.
I need to get caught up on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool, man. That's all we're looking at. How about a little immersion therapy?
Yeah.
You got a chance to watch High Lane, I assume?
Oh, yeah.
Immersion therapy.
To be fair, this movie doesn't paint a very rosy picture of French people.
No.
If they were French, is that right? I believe so.
I believe so, yeah.
Loïc.
Yeah.
Jean-Paul. Whatever the fuck their names were. Don't be an asshole.
No.
How about that? If you feel the need to go cliff climbing, then do it where there's safety equipment. And if it's closed, then stay the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
Now, I get it. This is a horror film, and you need people to make stupid decisions, otherwise you don't have a horror film.
Mm-hmm.
So, but come on, man. I mean, from the get-go, why are you inviting her ex-boyfriend?
Yeah.
This guy's like some kind of an alpha male fuckface, mm-hmm. and he's going to do something stupid and ruin everybody's good time. You knew that going in.
Right.
Why would you invite him? Don't be dumb.
To make things interesting.
Oh, sure. Hey, how about that? Let's go mountain climbing in an area that's closed off.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting enough? No, you want to add some fucking relationship drama to it also?
Why not?
Fuck you, you French cock. I'm with GP on this one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have anything against French people. I think he does. it's not a bad show. I think this movie would have affected me a lot more if I was afraid of heights.
Because
there's like a lot of, you know, cliffhangery rope bridge-y type of scenes that would really pucker my butthole.
Yeah, yeah.
If I was.
Some good scenes, too.
Yeah. I would almost venture to say that you don't actually need that hillbilly cannibal guy. If you just put him up there and put the kid in the bear trap and the faulty rope bridge, that's scary enough.
Oh, yeah.
You know, fuck that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the one kid who's a screaming vagina.
Right.
I get it. People are afraid of heights.
Then don't go.
Raise your hand. Hey, who wants to not go on the mountain climbing trip? Me. I'm afraid of heights. So... maybe if we go swimming.
Yeah.
I'll go swimming with you. You want to go swimming? Let's go swimming.
Yeah, let's go to the ocean.
Yeah.
Not afraid of sharks.
Climbing a cliff. Fuck you. It's not the best show. I'm not furious at it. But there, again, we laid it on a little thick with the stupidity.
Yeah.
But you need that. I think we could have just made these characters a little more believable. Because there's a lot of stupidity in this movie.
A little more likable.
Not very likable. Those fucking chicks were hot, I'll tell you that. I liked the other guy's girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
And the way she's always climbing up things, you can see right down her shirt. I like that part.
Yeah.
Never got to see any boobies, though.
No.
I was hoping that there'd be like a sexy tent
something
scene in there with some panties come off. Something, I don't know, whatever.
Oh, whoops.
Maybe I'll write some fan fiction for there you High go. Lane.
High Lane 2.
High Lane 2, sexual encounter. All right, buddy. What do we got to look forward to this week?
All right, let's check out 2013's Dark Skies. It is written and directed by Scott Stewart. Stars Kerry Russell, Jake Brennan, Josh Hamilton, and Dakota Goyo.
That's Dark Skies. We will check that out, inmates. You do the same, and we will compare notes next week.
Yeah.
In the meantime, I think we need to educate a bereft Miss Monica.
Mm-hmm.
Educating Miss Monica.
Buddy, do you have a guess as to who Miss Monica might be?
I had no clue.
I was going to go Hannibal Lecter. There was some kind of a clue about her eating people.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's that urban legend thing that she said, too.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I don't think it was Leatherface either, Alan.
No.
So I don't know about that. I guess you got another week to ponder it, though.
Yeah.
So think about that for another week. Do you have a question or anything you want to throw out there?
No.
Me neither. How about this? Who is the scariest vampire of all time?
Ooh.
Who? Yeah. Not sexiest, you sons of bitches. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking you're going to go with Gary Oldman because he rocks a top hat and a pair of shades like nobody's business.
I think I got this
one. He's not very scary, though. I'll be honest with you. What's scary about him is that I might go gay for him. That's the scary part. I might let him in the back door, buddy.
Mm.
He might charm me with his Eastern European accent and feeding me absinthe. Put me in the back of his carriage, have his way with me. Now I'm scared. I'm going to go with Gary Oldman.
Or turn on.
A little bit of both, you know? It's that weird in-between area. Let me know what you think of that, inmates, and continue to ponder who the hell Miss Monica might be. Hopefully she'll be back next week.
Yeah.
In the meantime, why don't we put her to bed with a little werewolf action?
Mm-hmm.
Weather's gone to shit around here, huh?
Yeah.
The Company of Wolves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Weather's gone to crap, inmates. I don't know what it's like wherever you people are, but we were looking pretty good start of the week.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we had like a fucking hurricane.
Yeah, sure seemed that way.
I got one of those fake owls out in my front there, supposed to scare away the rabbits. I had to chase that son of a bitch down the street.
It was flying away.
Yeah. Fucking stupid.
Yeah, tore up my canopy at the house.
Fuck. And now, right now, it's pouring rain out there.
Yeah.
So I think my days of running outside are going to be done for a while. That sucks. I got to start going to the gym again, which means I got to start waxing my chest. Even better. Now the weather's starting to get cold in, mates. What I'm getting at is now is a good time to maybe take a look at your diets. I am on a strict diet of fast food and garbage.
Sounds good to me. I'll take that one.
Probably need to tune that up a little bit. And plus, when the weather's cold, it kind of affects you in other ways. Like, you just don't fucking want to deal with it. You know, you don't want to, even if you do have a gym membership, you don't want to get in your fucking car, drive down there. It's a pain in the ass. And you know nobody else is doing it either, so fuck it, right?
Yeah.
You're not going to the beach anytime soon. Who gives a shit?
Right.
I agree. I'm the exact same way. Now is a good time to think about your diets, my friends. Depending on what your goals are, what we can do is cut out the carbs. That's breads and pastas. Scale back the dairy. You can do a little bit of dairy because your body needs it for calcium and such. But you could scale it back a little bit. And you'll start toning up on your own without having to go to the fucking gym and getting all sweaty.
Yeah.
Dealing with the douche nozzles down there. You ever been to the gym, buddy?
Oh, yeah.
They are action-packed with fuck faces. The kids that feel the need to mutilate their shirts.
Oh, yeah.
What's up with those guys?
Mm.
Fucking jerkwads. Anyway, I think that's about going to do it for the week, then. Let's all wish Monica a speedy recovery. And
yes.
I think that's about it.
Yeah.
Join us next week for the Hellions, inmates. But in the meantime, for Buddy and Miss Monica in absentia, I'm afraid visiting hours are over.
Have a great week. The truth and dare is a drag for the first time.